Hello, and welcome back to season three of the Growing a Deeply Rooted Business podcast. If you're new here, if you're new around these parts, I don't know why I felt like being country. Maybe it's because Cowboy Carter came out and I was listening to it this morning. If you're new around these parts, my name's Jess, your resident strategy and systems growth optimization expert. That's a new title I just gave myself right now.
I love it. I was going to say genius, all things Notion, every single thing that I need in my business, Jess is.
And I feel the same way about you. Here is Rachel, our sales and marketing ecosystem gardener.
I love that. Yeah, we're jumping in back into season three, and it's honestly, I'm so excited because we took a bit of a break, right? Like I went to a month off.
Big things happening on Rachel's side. I feel like you did so much in that 1 month.
Yeah. Moved houses, selling a house. Now we're chasing wild turkeys across our new land and everything. Oh. So we are in the midst of spring, which is what it feels like. And I am so happy because that really ties into the new season that we have planned out for everybody who listens. So,
yeah. I'm really excited about spring because these last few weeks of winter have just felt very stagnant, if I could say anything, stagnant for me. And I'm ready for spring to just bring in that energy of growth. And I know Rachel have talked about this like offline, how things are a little bit slower for both of our business than typically they are around this time of year. I know I saw someone else post yesterday about how this is the slowest her business has been since she first started out in 2020. So things are definitely have slowed down a little bit. One of the themes that we're going to be exploring is just how you can, I pulled this card, which I think is really relevant, take back your power. So I think when business slows down, it's really like easy to shift into that victim mindset and imagine worst case scenarios. It's like, am I going to have to go back to retail? It's not happening. So this, I guess, season in particular, we're really going to be focusing on that theme of taking your power back, like what you can do to grow and bloom your business. Mm-hmm. Our next episode is going to be about getting scrappy. But as we do at every first season of the seasonal episode, we focus on the theme of the overall season, which is spring.
I do want to add something before we get too far into the spring thing, because I saw a beautiful post on Thread the other day. I don't know. And it was essentially talking about how there's a lot of marketing message out there that's moving into Q2 and really talking about crushing your goals and really that like fluffy type marketing message. But the reality of it, we've hit on this a lot, is that there are a lot of people who did not reach their goals in Q1. And I think to remove a lot of that shame and visibility side of that conversation, which a lot of people are terrified to have, it's like terrifying to voice that your business is slow or that something isn't working, which I think it's really important for us to be super transparent in that it wasn't just if you're listening and you had a slow quarter or us, Jess and I, where it was very slow, where we were seeing things from our normal annual trends that just were a complete anomaly. I think if you had a slow Q1, really listen to these next couple of episodes and just embrace the excitement of being able to shake off the cobwebs of winter and move into spring with some like fresh energy and leave the energy of winter behind, because we're not living there anymore. We're going to move forward with some better energy. So I just wanted to put that out there because there's a lot of like negativity around even just having that. And I don't think a lot of business owners have a space to share that it was bad.
It was slow. And one of the things that I always like to go back and remind myself is this is not the first slow period your business has faced. So if you go back and look to other periods, maybe this is just asking you to evolve in a different way. I like to call these periods, when it gets really bad, the magic dark, like that saying, it's always darkest before the dawn. It's going to get a little rough, but that's forcing you to go inward and look and see what patterns are keeping you stuck, what's not working, and what needs to shift so that you can blossom into this whole new iteration, next level of your business. So that's how I choose to view the slow periods, is that they're magical and they're just prepping you for something bigger and better. And I think that really goes through this theme. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about what spring is, the purpose of the season. We're going to share some topics that we're going to dive into and just some themes that we think that you should embrace going into the spring season, mm-hmm. which is a season of new growth and new beginnings. And we already said next episode, we're going to be talking about how to turn up the heat with your marketing, or how to get scrappy. That's my word. We're going to talk about our words of the year. So if you've been struggling with slow sales, as we all have in 2024, we're going to be talking about how to deal with that ebb and flow so that you can be grounded. Because if you've been struggling with sales, we promise you're not alone.
Yeah, totally.
All right. Cool. So let's talk about the energy of spring and how we can leverage that new energy to breathe life into our business.
So a few ways to embrace the energy, leverage it, breathe new lives into your business are like blossoming and exploring certain areas of business and certain tactics that we can tap into that might feel a little bit better. We're going to be talking about the growth of the seeds that maybe you planted in the winter. So I know with it being slower, I was doing a lot more things that maybe I didn't necessarily have time for. I was really focused on visibility, getting pitching out there and stuff like that. So really focusing backwards on those areas. And then we're going to talk about how to turn some of those ideas and put them into action. So it's going to be such a beautiful season. I'm really excited. I'm hoping it energizes everyone.
So one of the things that we love to do to stay intentional is to pick a word of the quarter. And I already gave you a sneak peek of mine, and it's scrappy. And I guess that doesn't sound very intentional when you say it, but if I think back on my days in retail, we would experience these ebbs and flows of the business as well. Different outside occurrences would cause our business to slow down. And one of the things that we were constantly reminded of when things got slow is to go back to the basics and control what you can control. So like being in the store, for example, we couldn't control the amount of people that were walking into our store, really, because that's all based on what the mall traffic is and if people are coming. But once they were in the store, we could control how those people got taken care of, the experience that they've gotten. So I think that's one of the things that I've shifted back into my business is going back to the basics. So one, making sure that I am delivering or over delivering for the clients that I currently do have on my roster so that they feel happy and well taken care of, because we know a happy and well taken care of and delighted client is more likely to refer you out to their network, which that's like my favorite way to get new clients is through my clients, because I know that we're going to vibe because they vibe with my clients. They're going to vibe with me. And then doing some of those things that Rachel had talked about, really leaning into the visibility strategies that you can control. So making a point to get more visible on Instagram. I think me and Rachel have both been exploring different ways to get more visible. Lots of reels coming out. If you're not following us, I'm at the Wellness Collaborative. Rachel is
at gal.agency.
Gal.agency. So make sure you're following us to see the different ways that we're exploring with Instagram. And then we have both been working on our pitch system. So leaning into both pitching other businesses and then also pitching to be on podcasts, which Rachel shared some really great insights about how to pitch and the purpose of pitching and dealing with that rejection. So if you want to just that we had during our private conversation, I think that would be great to our listeners.
Yeah, my business coach, who she's amazing. I think everybody should. It's The Doers, Ashley Pollard. I love her to death. She really makes it a point of saying that pitching is not a sale. Like, you're not there to initially convert. It's really about getting in front of people who you want eyes on your business for. It's a conversation. It's a start of a relationship. And when you take away that kind of pressure of it converting into a sale, think of it as like a seed being planted kind of thing. It really does release a lot of that. Also, one of those where you're going to get a lot of no's. And I think one of the biggest lessons that you can have as an entrepreneur is just getting used to just pushing through the no's. It is so like funny because when I first started pitching as a part of my business, I would say it was within the last six to eight months. Like, I was really terrified of it before. Cause I'm like, no, I don't want people to tell me no. I don't want to feel pushy. I don't want to do all of these kind of like bad sales tactics. But when you approach it with a little bit more of an ethical stance where you're like opening a door or kind of placing it in front of them, the no's are going to happen. You get used to them. The more no's, the better is where the mentality is, because you get through a no and you get closer to a yes. And I think that's one of those things that really I've seen a lot of conversations around pitching, which is so incredible because it's becoming less nuanced and more like open and less shamey, because every single successful business, if you think about corporate, they all have salespeople who are pitching their services and their business and stuff, good or bad, that's up for debate. But yeah, so I think we have pitching someplace in the episode.
So it's going to be actually, I'm skipping ahead because our next episode is really going to be all about like how to turn up the heat, how to get scrappy. So I'm skipping ahead. So make sure you tune in, follow, subscribe for next week's episode, because we'll be getting into that. And going back to what the scrappy really means to me is this card says, take back your power, use your God-given power and intention to manifest blessings in your life. And I love that so much because I think you're not just sitting around being passive, like waiting for people to come to you. Like, you're getting in there. It doesn't mean like you're working more, you're just working more intentional to see the opportunity in your business and take a targeted approach to fill that gap.
Yeah, I also think the word scrappy can release a lot of the conversation that people have where it's like business is just supposed to be easy. The marketing of those business coaches or the money coaches that are always like, make 10K in your sleep, passive income, blah, 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 blah. And it's anybody who is more on like the service provider side or somebody that has to sell a service that isn't just promising people they're going to make a lot of money. Understand that you have to get scrappy. You have to have your hands in various pots all the time in order for it to kind of work as a cohesive ecosystem. And there is no shame in getting scrappy or having to get scrappy, because things don't flow to your business because you're not some flashy money coach that's promising people they're going to be millionaires while they sleep and all of that. So yeah.
And one more thing, and then we'll move on to your word. But I think scrappy also to me is getting comfortable being uncomfortable and putting yourself in those situations, like pitching, for example, that may not be the most comfortable, your default, where service providers, our default is to get behind the screen and like work on things for our clients. Mm-hmm. But the way to grow is, I really do feel like your trajectory or pace of growth is in line with the number of uncomfortable situations that you're willing to put yourself into. Yeah. And that's where for me, when sales do slow down, it's also almost like a blessing for me, because that lights the fire. Oh, no more hiding from it now. You just have to get in. You have to, like, if you don't want to go back to retail, you've got to go do the things that you've been shying away for. Yeah, that's all I have to say about that. Let's talk about your word now.
Okay, my word of the quarter, as someone who is trying to double my sales in Q2, is amplify. So this is really being super, super impactful and intentional in the efforts that I've been like cooking up in Q1. And so turning the heat on retainers, turning the heat on a new, and we'll share some of the exciting news of my new digital product coming soon of releasing that, all of the different efforts that I've made from a visibility perspective of really amplifying the intentional aspects. Very similar, I would say, to scrappy, but I think amplify is just in the sense of it's gonna be more. Like, I'm going to be doing more, but I'm not doing all of the things, I'm doing the things that I know are going to make an impact. So I'm really excited.
Yeah. Amplifying seems a lot more like calm than Scrappy. Like when I picture Scrappy in my head, I'm like, duh, duh, duh. But that's how I feel like I have to be right now, because I could sometimes take a very calm and approach to business, but it's no, girl, you got to get Scrappy. You got to get to work. Let's make it happen. We're making it happen. Rachel and I both have really exciting things in the work. We've been going back and forth about Rachel's new digital product, which I know is going to help me so much. I put out a digital product, which is, we're going to have to get a little Scrappy to sell her. We've got her out though initially, and it's so great just finally getting that product out and seeing how people are responding to the product and being able to get questions and answers. And I think that just goes to show with that intentional messy action that we take all the time. This product was ready to ship, but now I'm refining the messaging and maybe even the delivery after getting some feedback from posting about it on social of like how I am putting that product out into the world. So I just think get Scrappy, take some action. Some of the other themes that we're going to be exploring this season that I'm really excited about are creativity. This all has to do with spring planning, vision, turning your ideas into action. And I think just challenging the status quo. So we're going to be having some hot take episodes. And I'm just so excited.
Yeah. For the season. I'm pumped for season three. I'm literally like, I can't wait to record. So some of the, as we wrap up this episode, we'd love to hear what you're most excited about and like what we've shared today. I would love, love, love if you either just DM'd us on Instagram. We got some DM love the other day and it made my heart so incredibly happy. People that are tuning into episodes in season one where I'm like, oh, some of my favorite episodes there. Yeah. So tune in to let us know how quarter one, Q1 went. Share what you're excited for. If there's anything that we didn't say we're going to cover in this kind of like spring sales marketing heavy season, drop us a note, let us know, and we'll make sure we add it into one of the episodes. And then follow along on your favorite platform. So we're on TikTok and Instagram. And then whatever you listen to us on, if it's Apple or Spotify, leave us a review because we would really love that.
Yeah. Sometimes I can feel like different from social with this podcasting. You're shouting into a void. And like when we got that message the other day that was like, help someone. Are they vibe with us? I listened to the whole episode again. I'm like, oh, I need to go listen to this episode. So I listened to it all again. And it was really great to hear that feedback. So yeah, thanks for being here, guys. And make sure you tune in next week where we'll be talking about how to turn up the heat. So we can turn up the heat when sales are slow.
Awesome. Until next time, we are
rooting for you.